And welcome to the Sportscast, May 25th, 2019. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, YouTube, Periscope, iTunes, and please check us out on Facebook and give us a like. And if you're on iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And visit us, of course, on thesportscast.net. There's a big game tonight. It's basketball. Game 6. I've never seen a big Game 6 in a while. Between the Milwaukee Bucks versus the Toronto Raptors. And to talk to us a little bit about basketball is Kaylee Borden. Hello. Welcome to the Sportscast.
Thank you.
Kaylee, you just finished watching the Yankees. What just happened?
Luke Voit was tied at 3-3, and then Luke Voit hit a two-run homer at 5-3, and then the Yankees extended the lead thanks to Thorado Estrada, 7-3. And then Luis Sessa came in and shut it down for the Yankees. We've now won 6 straight games. 33-17, and we're third in baseball. The best record in baseball.
Wow. So overall, Yankees are doing well this season.
For sure. Doing great. Got all the injuries, Yankees just keep on winning.
Championship?
Keep on finding ways to win.
Potentially World Series,
sure.
You think, or not yet?
Yeah,
or not there
sure.
Yet?
For sure. For sure.
Okay. I like your confidence. I like your confidence. Anyways, let's go to Toronto tonight. Toronto is a big game versus Milwaukee Bucks. Remember, the Bucks were up 2-0 about a week ago. Raptors won 3 in a row. Kaylee, what does that tell you about the Raptors?
They tell me that the Raptors are resilient, Kawhi Leonard's playing at an MVP level. I felt like Nick Nurse made the adjustment in game 1 and 2. Kawhi Leonard didn't see a lot of time on Giannis. And I felt like game 3, 4, and 5, we saw Kawhi Leonard guard Giannis more. The Milwaukee Bucks cheaters haven't been playing a while. The bench for Milwaukee hasn't been that advanced as it was in the first two games. And I feel like Giannis in the fourth quarter, because of his liabilities of shooting, it's contributed to Milwaukee, not being able to find an offense.
Now, something that we've noticed is that it's been hard to find, hard to stop Giannis. And as you mentioned before, the Raptors have found that secret recipe. What is it? What are they doing right?
I feel like when Giannis gets to the paint, they're building that wall around him. And because Milwaukee shooters aren't knocking down shots, it's allowing them to build that wall around him because they know he's not a threat from the outside. You can build that wall. They're not allowing him to get out there in the fast break. They're not allowing him to get that extra step on Kawhi Leonard. And it's simply getting more physical. They're building a wall around him. In game three, Marcus Saul built that wall around him, and there was as much as 5 defenders on the paint, and he's been very eradicated. I felt like Drake was in his head a little bit. I didn't feel like the Bucks should have responded to that. They should have just let it go and said, Coach Bud should have said we're focusing on basketball. I don't think that they should have answered that because obviously it got in his head. He had a stretch where he had missed 8 of he's only made 8 of 20 free throws. So I feel like they shouldn't have responded to that.
What should the Bucks do to come back in the series?
I think really in game 6 tonight, they need a big game from Giannis. I've already said on Twitter, they need a LeBron Miami 45-15 like he did against the Celtics. I think they need one of those games from Giannis on the road. Chris Middleton's going to play nice, but you're going into Toronto. We know what Toronto's crowd is going to be. They're going to be loud. Toronto's role players are going to play much better. I feel like we could see a 45-15 from Giannis tonight in order for them to win. I think they need at least 35 from Giannis, but I'm thinking he's going to have a huge night tonight. Huge.
How do you think about the performance of Kawhi Leonard so far?
I think Kawhi Leonard's been great. I think he was a little bit hobbled in his last game, but Kawhi Leonard still 35 points, 11 of 25 from the field, 5 of 8 from 3, 9 assists, which is really good from Kawhi to see that playmaking, 22 points in the second half. 15 points in the fourth quarter, unstoppable. No matter what Milwaukee tried to do, Kawhi, he's still obviously dominating 40 minutes. He was amazing.
Yeah, I'm definitely convinced, Ben, throughout this whole playoffs, Kawhi Leonard is just, he's a good player. I know people have said, yeah, he's a great player, but gosh, with the whole situation with the Spurs, Kawhi Leonard is playing with less compared when he played with the Spurs, right?
Yeah, it's like Kawhi. I think people, at first, they thought it was a system play, and obviously there was a lot of questions. It's like he's quitting the team. He only played 9 games last year. I legit thought he was he wasn't healthy. And obviously, we're all being reminded that Kawhi Leonard is who he is. And I feel like a lot of people, they quickly crowned Kevin Durant the best player in basketball, and they forgot about Kawhi. Because oftentimes, if you don't talk, you don't get the recognition that you should. I think people are just getting reminded of how good Kawhi is, and that he's always been this great. People, when he was in San Antonio, they called him a system player, and now they question him because they said he quit, and now we all get reminded just how special that Kawhi is of a basketball player. And I feel like the difference between him and DeMar, and last year what Toronto fans are also finding out is that even though DeMar DeRozan is a good player, a top 20 player in the league, in my opinion, Kawhi Leonard is a top 3 player in the NBA, and that's the difference in this series.
Yeah, I mean, it's making a huge difference in this series, and you know, maybe Drake is making a big difference as well, but we'll see what happens tonight. You think Drake will get into run into Giannis' head again?
Yeah, Drake is going to be getting sick, so the chance to go to the finals tonight. Drake is going to be in it.
You have to, man. Get win at all costs. If it takes a fan, I mean, he's like the new Spike Lee, pretty much.
Yep, sure.
Anyways, as we witnessed last weekend, the Warriors, you know, swept the Blazers. Obviously, overall, what'd you think about that series? Are the Warriors? Yeah, overall, what'd you think about that series?
Overall, I feel like the Warriors, obviously, their bench stepped up. Overall, I didn't really have. We were reminded how good Steph and Klay was. I felt like Draymond Green, without Kevin Durant's, he has a more bigger role. They obviously rely on him more. His usage rate is up, and I feel like the Warriors. I didn't really take away anything from it because I already knew they were going to win in 4. My more question is Kevin Durant going to come back potentially, and is DeMarcus Cousins going to potentially come back? I didn't really have any huge, you know, takeaways from it.
Yeah, obviously, you know, like the whole conversation right now is, you know, is the Warriors better than, I mean, way better without KD, or it's just, you know, yeah. I mean, you think that debate will, you know, spill over right, like, into the finals?
I don't think that they're better without Kevin Durant. I just think they did play a different style. Obviously, you see their role players are more impacted. They go to their bench more. Steve Kerr coaches more. I don't feel like they're better without Kevin Durant. I think that talk is obviously nonsense because, and we all know Kevin Durant is an MVP. He's a 2-time final MVP. I mean, they're back-to-back champions for a reason. And what Kevin Durant's made them, it's made them unbeatable. Without Kevin Durant, they're a great team, but they're not this unbeatable force as they are with Kevin Durant. So I think that the talk will continue, but I'm not going to really play mind to it because, like, we obviously know Kevin Durant's back-to-back finals MVP.
Yeah. You know, if the Bucks win the series, which, you know, we'll see what happens tonight, that the Bucks will have home court advantage.
Yeah.
And if Toronto wins, well, it'll be the Warriors, which the West typically has home court advantage throughout the past 20 years since Michael Jordan left. Maybe since I believe the Miami Heat of LeBron, I think, had home court advantage.
Yeah, I think so. I think they do.
Yeah. Durant's injury, I'm seeing superstar forward Kevin Durant was forced to sit out the entire Western Conference Finals with a calf injury suffered in the previous round, and it's increasingly likely he'll miss at least part of the upcoming finals against Toronto and Milwaukee as Golden State pursues its third straight title and fourth in 5 years. But it could have been much worse on the split-second reaction to the injury he suffered late in the Warriors Game 5. So he was later diagnosed with a right calf strain. So looks like he's going to miss, you know, probably part of it. Now, if they're up 2-0, I mean, I don't see why not, you know, put them in the mix if it's going to be versus Toronto.
Yeah, I don't know how he's going to miss the first 2 games. And I've seen it recently. They only said that he hasn't ramped up basketball activities. So they say he's going to miss early in the series, like you reported. But I don't see how he's going to combat an entire series, actually, unless it goes deep. Because I was hearing from, like, people that if you don't start basketball activities and he's not going to start the first 2 games in the beginning of the series, that puts him at least in the middle of the series, and then they're just going to throw him out there in the middle of the finals. Even as great as he is, I don't see how they can just throw him out there.
Yeah, you know? We'll see what happens. I mean, if they're like down 3-2 or something, which I really doubt, maybe put him in. But I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I'll keep him healthy. If he doesn't have to play the whole finals and win without him, that's fine. But with Durant, I think he really wants to show the world or show the media, hey, I am good with the Raptors. I mean, with the Warriors, and I want to play with the Warriors, and we can win with me.
But I disagree, because I think that we've already proven that he's back-to-back. So if you don't believe now, I don't think that he can really prove much now, because he already won back-to-back, and he's already thinking about leaving. So I don't think that he's really – I don't think that it really matters if – I don't think it really matters if he proves, because he's not going to prove any much more. He's already won back-to-back, and people still don't believe. I think for him to really prove, he's going to have to leave, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think he really
– yeah. We'll see what happens with this ordeal. Obviously, the Warriors are having a fantastic couple of weeks with Green and Curry scoring, 30-plus points. And of course, seeing a lot of Clay going on. So we'll see what happens. This week, Magic Johnson had a conversation at First Take with Stephen A. Smith and talking about, the whole ordeal with the Lakers and how about, some management people were – we're talking behind his back. What you think about that conversation that he had with Stephen A. Smith?
I think that Magic Johnson, obviously, we found some resolution. I feel like he made a lot of excuses. He went on Rob Pelinka. Obviously, we know who Magic Johnson is, a basketball player, and we know that he didn't necessarily feel equipped, like he was willing to put his all in the job. And I feel like obviously he blamed it on Rob Pelinka. Obviously there was a lot of scapegoat going on in the front office with the Lakers. And I feel like he didn't really take accountability when he won on First Take. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, it's quite interesting when I saw the interview. It was funny because it happened the same day when they announced Frank Vogel, had his press conference, that they're announcing that he'll be the Lakers coach too.
Yeah, I feel like that was interesting time that they did it. That, and I feel like Magic Johnson did that on purpose, because he knew that Frank Vogel's press conference, and he knew, and he left Rob Pelinka out to answer questions about him instead of Frank Vogel. And that was a little bit of disservice to Frank Vogel, because obviously I saw the whole press conference 25 minutes long, and Frank Vogel was left to answer questions about how the Lakers are not an organization of dysfunction when he just got in the draft for a week. You know, obviously he had to play the cards right, because he's a new coach, and what's he supposed to say? I feel like he handled himself correctly. It's, he should. Somebody's got to be the bigger man. I feel like obviously Rob Pelinka, somebody has to take the higher road. Even though the press conference is sort of scripted, I feel like obviously Rob Pelinka, he took the higher road. He had to, because he's going to be there, and we need him to construct the team going forward.
Yeah, and I've been hearing rumors about Butler going to Lakers. Have you been hearing that too?
Yeah, I've been hearing rumors about Jimmy Butler going to Lakers. I feel like he should be our plan B. Obviously, if we can get Jimmy Butler, it's better than what we have. But I would be careful with Jimmy Butler. A player over 30 with the amount of mileage as he is. And we've seen former Tom Thibodeau players, when they get over 30, with all that mileage and all his defense, we could see a lot of him getting injured a lot the last couple of years. And I'd be careful giving him the max. I would give him a good amount of money, but I'd be careful with giving a guy like Jim Miller the max.
Yeah, it'd be quite interesting. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of movement in the Lakers. Obviously, the whole debate is, you bring in old players or some star players to the Lakers, or you keep the young squad with LeBron. What's your preference, young squad with LeBron or squad with a little bit more experience?
And I have more to add on that Jimmy Butler part. He's a little ball dominant, and obviously with LeBron, he's not exactly a great off-the-ball shooter, so that would be a little of my concern. And also to your point about my preference to the Lakers, is obviously we're going to have LeBron for the next 3 years, and LeBron's not going to want to hear that for the next 3 years that we can't build a team around him. So I obviously think that we should choose trying to get the max players that we can, and trading the young players that we need in a package for established players that can help us win right away.
There was an Instagram post showing Kyrie wearing a Lakers jersey, and LeBron James liked the photo. Should we read into that?
I mean, LeBron does, you know, troll us sometimes. I've maintained the position, and I don't think that Kyrie is going to go to the Lakers, and I think it's for two reasons: how he left, and I also think that there'll be a narrative about, oh, he can't, you know, he can't do it without LeBron, he can't lead, and I think that Kyrie's going to go to the Knicks, and I would give the Lakers a chance, and of course I'd be willing to, like, you know, for it to happen because I'm a Laker fan, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think the ego of Kyrie, I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, me either. I think obviously what's been done already, you know, they, you know, just get, you know, couldn't get along in Cleveland, obviously, even though they won a championship together, but it's just, they just bump heads, and we'd like to see them work it, you know, work things out, but I think just way too late in this whole process, and I really doubt the management is going to deal with that again. And obviously, I really do believe that he will go in New York, either the Knicks or Brooklyn, which is something that we're definitely going to keep an eye on. Kyrie is everyone's eyeing on. Anyways, anything else before we end the show?
No.
So tonight, the only game to predict tonight is Milwaukee versus Toronto. Give us a prediction and give us a score.
I think the Bucks are going to win tonight, and I think it's going to be really close, and it's going to come down at end. And the Bucks is going to win, and I think it's going to be, I'm going to buy this. The Bucks is going to win 107 to 102, and I think Giannis is going to have a huge game.
You think there will be an overtime?
No.
I think it's going to be Toronto. I think you know, like, the momentum's coming in. Obviously, it's going to be a tight game. It's not going to be an easy win, but I think they're going to drive it home tonight. Random question. What is the worst flying insect? The hornet, mosquito, the mosquito or the flying ant?
Mosquito.
I
hate it.
I agree. There's a lot in Florida, so you get bites here and there. Well, Kalu, how can people reach you online to talk to you about the Yankees?
On Twitter at CaillouBorden12 and on Instagram at CaillouB123.
Caillou Borden, he is our baseball and NBA guy, obviously, as well as football. And, of course, follow us on thesportscast.net and also on Twitter at thesportscast1. We'll be following tonight's game. And, of course, we'll find out if we'll have an Eastern Conference champion tonight. If not, the game will be until Monday. So it should be pretty exciting at times in the NBA. Kailu, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
Appreciate it.